Elise, what's happening?
Hey, you know.
Elise, we're going to start off with a confession.
Whatever you say.
When I first saw the trailer for Hollywood Divas, I'm like, I ain't watching this mess. By the time the first episode was done with, I was like, oh, I'll be here every Wednesday.
Well, I'm glad we were able to change your mind.
All day. How are you?
I'm excellent. How you guys?
Cincy is good. Now, I'm kind of surprised because I definitely followed your career. I'm surprised that you did the reality TV scene. What made you do that?
Oh, me too. I was too. But, you know, honestly, I am a fan of reality show. And I was like, very scared of it, but I kind of liked that feeling of being afraid of it. And I know people think they have some type of clue about my personality, but they don't. So I thought, you know what? I will step out and, you know, be a part of this and see how this goes. And who better to do this with than the fabulous Carlos King? And also, I love working with Todd Tucker. So, you know, I felt like I was in good hands. The thing about me also is I'm not going to change because these cameras are on. I'm not, I know I'm used to a camera. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time a camera's been in my face. I'm used to a camera. Nothing about me changes just because we're doing the show.
Elise, but they're kind of making you look like the mean girl. So you said you're not changing for the cameras. In real life, are you a mean girl?
But see, I'll say this. That is your perception. I have not, it's because I keep it real now.
Right.
I have not said one thing that was mean. The only thing I asked was a young lady who sat across from me, who's gorgeous, that I know as a reality star.
Lisa Wu.
And all five of us are being producers on this project that we're doing as actors. Only thing I asked that young lady was, what had she done? Now, if you were a producer, if you were looking for talent, that is going to be your first question, too.
Right.
Even her own friend, who was her producer friend, said that possibly she was not ready to be in the project that they were doing together. So why was that mean when her own friend said that? Because honestly, that's the only thing I ever said was, what have you done?
I guess it's because we sit back and watch on TV. We see you on there and we're just like, oh, she thinks she this and that. She a mean girl.
You're putting a whole lot on it, people. You're putting a whole lot on it. Because if you were getting somebody to paint your house, if you were getting somebody to watch over your children, you would be crazy.
Most definitely.
If you didn't ask them, show me a reference. And that's all I did.
So before the show started, before you guys started taping, were you friends with any of the other divas?
The only person I knew before the show was Paula J. Parker. Now, Paula J. Parker and I have known each other before.
From Hustle and Flow.
We've known each other since before Hustle and Flow. We've known each other from New York way back in the day.
Is there anyone from the show that you don't get along with?
Honestly, no. And let me tell you why. That is an absolute truth. I never knew all of the other women before. And one thing about me is I do stick to who I know and who I care about. And these people I did not know except for Paula. So having to go to work with these great women and get different and new energy and new conversation and see it, I will say this, the reality show works because that's not my usual personality. I stay in my own box. I stay with my own friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed hanging out with new people.
What do you want us to take away from us watching you on Hollywood Divas?
I want you guys to really watch it. I don't want you guys to, because I feel like there's a lot of commentary being said amongst friends before y'all even pay attention to the episode.
Because we're watching Twitter and interviews and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to really hear what we're saying. We all come together, and what we're going to do is create our own project. The whole thing is about creating our own project. So I want you guys to really see how we give you guys a behind-the-scenes look of what it takes to create a television project. And we actually, by the end of it, by the hook and the crook and the ups and the downs and the bloop that comes in the middle, we actually still end up creating our own television project.
When the show is on, I'm assuming that you watch it with us?
Yeah, I don't know what y'all gonna watch, because I'd be surprised too. I'll watch it and be like, oh, okay, they cut that.
Right.
Oh, okay, they're gonna only show that part. Okay. Like, I'm watching it with you guys.
Do you pay attention to, like, the Twitter commentary and see what they're saying about you guys? Does it bother you?
I usually read it after I've watched the show a couple of times. The only thing that bothers me is, like I said, I don't like being misquoted.
Gotcha.
I have a problem with being misquoted.
Okay.
I want people to watch and see what comes out of my mouth, comes out of Countess's mouth, comes out of Paula's mouth, comes out of Lisa's mouth, comes out of Golden's mouth. I don't want the comments of, they see. It's like, no. You know, talk about what I really said,
okay,
not what you think I said. You know what I mean? That's
right.
The stuff that kind of I don't like.
So outside of Hollywood Divas, we also seen you in Russ Parr's Fright Night Files. What else is Elise working on?
That was so much fun.
I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's good.
You got to watch it. I got people thinking I'm really crazy. I love that.
Well, it came from somewhere.
The acting training. I mean, I am a trained actress. Duh.
Might be some personal experience.
No, don't even see. Here we go. No, but they're going to repeat it again for Halloween. So I really want people to catch it out. In my opinion, it's some of the greatest work I've done that people have been able to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I do that type of work all the time in acting class, but nobody gets to see me play that. So I really love what I was able to do with Fright Night Files. And again, it repeats on Halloween. And then I'm also playing Gladys Knight in the Aaliyah biopic. Which comes out in November. So, you know, it's been a very busy year.
It's been like a lot of controversy around that movie, but you kind of stay under the radar. Like, do you think that all of her life details were really put into the movie, or they skipped over some parts, i.e. like the R. Kelly segment, which I think that it was a part of her career?
I'll say this. I was not the producer of the Aaliyah movie. I'm an actor that was hired to play one character.
Okay.
And I know that the movie is more so based on a book about Aaliyah's life as opposed to other things. So you might have to holler at, Deborah Martin Chase or somebody else about what they decided to include and what not to include. But from what I saw, which wasn't a lot because I didn't work a lot on it, was great. Like, I think it's going to be a great movie. I think people are going to really enjoy it. You just got to take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only 2 hours. You got to figure out what you're going to put in 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Right.
So hopefully they enjoy it. I had a ball.
That's what's up. Well, we are excited about Hollywood Divas coming on tonight at 10 p.m. Elise Neal, when you come to the 513, you got to stop through.
Absolutely. Yes. Let me know where to go.